Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Wednesday, September 23rd, 2020. We are into autumn here, 16 minutes past the hour, and we have got a great guest kicking off this hour. Again, I do want to thank legendary ABC newsman Sam Donaldson for joining us for the entire first hour of the program this morning. And in the bottom of this hour, we are going to be joined by mentalist, a favorite of Johnny Carson, a favorite of David Letterman, the amazing Kreskin, the bottom of this hour, to tell us about a big event that'll be going on Tuesday, October the 6th at 3:33 p.m. Eastern Time, dealing with the upcoming election. And Kreskin has also got a new book, The Adventures of the Amazing Kreskin, coming up bottom of this hour. And tomorrow, the man who has won more primetime Emmys than any other male in the history of the primetime Emmys, 9:10 to 10 a.m., Ed Asner, tomorrow morning. But this hour, this segment of the show, I am so excited. I just got to speak with him on the telephone. We have never had him on this program, and I'm so excited to have him here today. I hope this is the first of many visits. When you are talking about legendary stand-up comics, comedians, actors, this man is at the top of the list without question. What a pleasure it is to say for the first time we are joined by Jackie Mason. Jackie, how are you?
How do you do? I'm okay. I know you find it hard to believe, because at this age, everybody thinks I passed away a long time ago. It so happens I'm still here, and I don't want you to eat your heart out, but I'm the biggest sensation in the history of show business. Why I'm talking to you, I don't know. I usually talk to a better class of people. by the way, you wanted me to talk about your cameo thing, right?
Yes.
But now, why should I do it for nothing? Can't you send in a few dollars?
I'll see what I can do, Jackie.
By the way, I'm also on cameo. As long as I'm plugging you, I might as well plug myself, too. I deserve to make a living, too. You're not the only one in the country.
I'm
also on cameo. So I want to say, come visit me. I don't like to plug myself. It's nobody's business. But if you want to visit me there, it's up to you. I demand it, because I'm too classy to do that. I'm not like you, begging all day, visit me here, visit me there, name 300 people, because without 300 people, you can't make a living. Who's going to listen to you without other people? So I know you're working all day to keep promoting yourself. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Why are you bothering people to keep listening to you? If they want to listen to you, they will. Then you don't need somebody bothering you like that. As a matter of fact, if you bother me, I'm going to sue you.
I'll work on it, Jackie. I'll try to get better.
I'm not laughing because I find this funny. I find this a tragic situation. This is unbearable. As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to call a cop. Because this whole thing is already getting on my nerves, I'll tell you. I'll be honest with you.
Oh, no.
What else you got to say since I didn't let you talk so far?
Yeah, Jackie, before we get into the issues here, which are going to be a lot of fun, but where does that come from? Have you always been this way? You just a funny man. Is it natural for you?
I would say it's natural. Because most cases, it's natural. In your case, I had to rehearse it. But basically, it's natural to me, because in private conversation, I do make no effort to really be funny. Whatever I happen to talk about, this tragic situation, this happy situation, I just talk to people like anybody else in a conversation. But I know if I go on the air, or if I'm doing something publicly and people know of me as a comedian, as long as I'm talking to them, I as well be funny. But it's not an effort to me. If I'm being funny, like in this situation, it's very natural to me. It's an effortless thing, because I have like two sides of my personality. A normal person is not just one thing. It depends on the situation. Our comedians always try to be funny, whether it's appropriate or not to the situation. I find that ridiculously stupid. Some comedians have like a sick need to prove how funny they are. So no matter what the predicament, somebody must have just passed away, and God forbid, the children are there for a funeral, and this meanwhile, the comedian gets up and starts telling jokes. They become a moron in situations like that because they feel a certain sick obligation to always be funny, forgetting if it's an appropriate situation or not. Like I'm just talking to you. I know it's a tragic situation, but I'm making the best of it. I'm pretending to enjoy it. I'm not enjoying talking to you because I heard about you. And so far, I haven't heard one good voice. I'm not going to lie to you.
Jay, one thing before we get into these topics, because they are important topics, there's a little known fact about Jackie Mason. You are a rabbi. Is that incorrect?
That happens to be true. I graduated in the rabbinate naturally many years ago because I haven't been to school lately. There's not too many people of my age going to a yeshiva. Would your audience know what a yeshiva is? You have mostly Jewish people listening to you or watching you.
We've never really taken a poll, but it's possible.
It's possible. Are you Jewish yourself?
I'm not. No.
You're not. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. There's a lot of Gentiles in this country, man. How they got in here, I don't know. But they let them in many years ago, and since then they stay as Gentiles. They could have become Jewish, but they were too stupid to think of it. Although there's a lot of Gentiles, where they are, I don't know. I don't see them in this country, but I'm minding my own business. I don't like to insult anybody. It's not my nature. I like to show respect to anybody I see. The fact that I'm lying has nothing to do with it. Because a lot of people feel it's disgusting to tell a lie. If it makes people feel good, you should tell a lie. Let's assume a guy doesn't look so hot. His face is a little not so perfect. So what do you do? You say, hello? I don't think you look too good. Who introduces themselves that way? 90% of the people don't look so hot. What are you going to tell them about it? They can't help it. I can't send everybody for plastic surgery.
Words to live by, Jackie. Words to live by.
But what is it you wanted to say to me? You sounded off like you wanted to say something.
Oh, I did. Well, yeah, I want to get into the topics here that we have discussed talking about today, because I know you're very active and you have opinions, and that is a great thing. This pandemic we're in, what have you made of this?
Well, this pandemic is nothing you can make of it. That's a situation, obviously, that nobody could do anything about. If the biggest, the most important people in the world can't think of what to do about it, here I am sitting on a chair. An ex-rabbi, you think I'll be able to solve the problem? Nobody else seems to be able to solve it. Psychiatrists, philosophers, teachers, lawyers, the biggest tacticians and the most popular scientists, they can't seem to figure out what to do about it. No, everybody says it came from China. It did come from China, obviously. And China has to be held responsible for it. That's exactly what the president keeps repeating every day. But let's assume you hold them responsible. How is it going to help you? If, God forbid, somebody's passing away from this problem, is it going to help anything if he blames China? Let's assume they blame my sister-in-law. How is it going to help?
Well,
my sister-in-law, I heard, is responsible for most of this problem. And everybody calls her up to ask her why she did it. But thank God they stopped burning her, because they can't figure out why she did it.
Oh, man.
It's the same thing with China. Nobody knows why China wanted the rest of the world to catch it, because they didn't mention how they could control it and how they didn't have to give it out to the rest of the world. They consciously gave it out to the rest of the world by pretending it never happened and never mentioning it, even though they had their heads on it completely and could have controlled it in a second. But there are people in the world that don't do any good, that purposely like to harm people. Like if a person walks over and punches you in the mouth, a lot of that is happening right now, especially here in New York. Every day I read in the paper, watch it on television, and hear of another innocent elderly person who was walking down the street and somebody came over, punched him in the mouth. It just happened today. This is no joke. I'm not trying to be funny. This is the real thing. It's in all the papers on television today. A guy walked over and punched him so hard that he fell down and he broke his head on the floor, and he's now in the hospital and nobody knows if he'll even survive. And something like this, it sounds like such a rare thing. It's unbelievable that it happened. But it happens every day at least 10 times a day. I don't know the exact figure, but it's a huge amount of people. And this is in the best neighborhoods. If you read about this today, if people heard about it, it happened right here on Park Avenue, the highest, finest street in all of New York. There's nobody here but the wealthiest people. And you would think that people would want to punch people in the mouth and be afraid to come over here. People are literally afraid to go into the street, even in the daytime. At night, you rarely see anybody at all. People are literally afraid to look any place where it's dark. As soon as it gets a little dark, like 9 o'clock, people panic and they go home. They really go home about 5 o'clock because they're afraid to have to admit to get caught in the street as soon as it gets even slightly dark. If the sun looks like it's coming out, they judge their time by the sun. Did you ever hear of it? That in the ancient times, when there was no clocks, people judged the time by where the sun was placed and how strongly it's still out. And when they sensed that the sun was moving in a certain direction at a certain time, and they saw that it's getting slightly dark, boom, they all jumped right into the house. And now it's dangerous even if you go into the house. People find you where you live and they punch you in the mouth in the house. Luckily, in my building, there's a doorman, but even he's dangerous. I don't know if he'll punch me in the mouth. Because the doorman looks a little dangerous to me. He's a tall, strong guy. I said hello, and he didn't even answer me, so I figured maybe he's playing. Maybe he's playing to grab me 4 o'clock in the morning. I don't know.
Jackie.
This is a whole funny conversation. Unfortunately, you're not helping. I have to do the whole thing myself.
I could have stayed home today,
that's
Jackie.
That's why you have no help.
No, I could have stayed home and just let you have the show today.
What do you think? You think Trump is going to win? What's your honest opinion?
Well, you know, when it comes to, you know, at this point, I really don't know. I think there's so much up in the air. I think Trump will win Ohio, where we are. I think that'll happen.
Is it close in Ohio right now?
You know, it's really not. I do believe Trump will win Ohio. Florida, I don't know. What do you make of Florida?
What do I make of what?
Florida. Well, which way do you think Florida will go? That's going to be the tough one for Trump.
Will I make a Florida what?
Florida, the state of Florida.
The state of Florida. Oh, you pronounce it Florida, so I didn't know what you were saying. Right now, Trump is bringing ahead in Florida. He's 4 points ahead. All of a sudden, he was equal or a little under as little as a week and a half ago. Now, all of a sudden, it must be because of this business with the new judge business. What they're going to appoint for the new Supreme Court situation. And I think he's handling it a lot better than they are.
Now, Jackie, at this point, I'll ask you the same.
What's your opinion? Your people, whoever's listening or watching, what's your opinion? Do they all sound more like they like Trump or Biden?
Well, the audience, I think, are Trump people in this area, without question.
Well, in your area, the more Trump people.
I would say so.
So if you had to make a prediction, who would you say is going to win this whole contest in Ohio?
In Ohio, I think it'll be Trump.
Ohio, you think it'll be Trump? You personally don't like Trump. I could sense the way you're talking.
No. You know, I try to stay indifferent on the subject because I want both sides to come on this program. You don't want to alienate anybody.
Oh, so you're no dummy. I thought you wasn't too intelligent, but this is... This is an intelligent thing. You don't want to offend either side because you want everybody to listen and vote for you.
That's right. I don't want to offend either side.
But you're running for office, too, by having the show, because if you're not too popular, all of a sudden, boom, nobody will visit you.
That's right. You got to find work somewhere. That's anywhere you can.
But you happen to sound like a very, very fine person. I don't know why nobody likes you. This I don't know. But you really sound like a very fine person. Anyway, I'm taking dancing lessons right now, so I hope you won't be offended if I have to leave you right now because I'm on Cameo and everybody's calling me one after the other, so I have to keep visiting there. Let me ask you a question. I know that you're not Jewish. Did you ever think of converting at all?
Well, I wouldn't mind it. Would you do the conversion for me, Jackie?
I think if you were converted, you would make more money. Because the Jews are known for making a better living. Of course, they work harder than the Gentiles. Because when a Jew gets up in the morning, right away figures out, where can I make a better living? But Gentiles, they keep thinking of carpentry, plumbing. They're all doing plumbing lately. Plumbing became very popular among the Gentile population. They figured out that there's more toilets that are not working than living rooms. So somehow you work around fixing toilets. That's a Gentile. That's a Gentile occupation.
Jackie, before I let you go, I got to say two things. First time you've ever been on this program, you have made my morning and the audience's morning, I'm sure. And tell me this won't be the last time, and maybe you can come back and visit a little longer next time.
I'd be delighted. I don't have to like a person in order to do a show. So you don't have to worry about it. The way I feel about you, I'll be definitely coming back to your show, because unless I like a person, the more I'm going to do a show.
Jackie.
So God bless you. God bless you. I hope you make a comfortable living. I hope they watch me on Cameo, you on Cameo, and I hope you all make a lot of money, because thank God there's a lot of money in this country that I haven't even seen yet.
The legendary.
Take care of yourself, my friend, and take care. God bless you.
The legendary Jackie Mason. Thank you, Jackie.
The one and only Jackie Mason. Boy, first time visitor to this program. How about that? Isn't that something? Now, we will be joined momentarily by another legend, the amazing Kreskin. I just got a message over here. I'll get to that later on, because I think that's kind of interesting. So the amazing Kreskin is soon to be along here, and that will be a lot of fun, because he's got a big thing going on here. Let's take this down where's the date? Tuesday, October 6th, 3:33 p.m. Eastern. I believe this is it. Boy, we're just moving right along here this morning as we go along. And what a morning we have had. What a few days we have had here on this program. Yesterday, we had legendary journalist and longtime panelist on the McLaughlin Group, Eleanor Clift. This morning, in hour number one, we had legendary journalist from ABC News, Sam Donaldson. We just got off the phone moments ago with the comedian, Jackie Mason. Tomorrow morning, we've got the man who has won more primetime Emmys than anybody else in the history of the primetime Emmys, Ed Asner. Tomorrow morning, 9:10 to 10 a.m. Well, how do you top all that? Well, I'll tell you, this half hour, we top all that by having one of our dearest friends on this program. He has a big event coming up on Tuesday, October the 6th, 3:33 p.m. Eastern time. We'll talk so much about that. That has to do with politics, and his new book is out, and I have a copy of it in my hand, The Adventures of the Amazing Kreskin. I love it. The only man who can follow Jackie Mason, the guy who was a favorite of Carson, a favorite of Letterman, a favorite of Sally Jesse Raphael, and certainly a favorite of mine, the legendary, the amazing Kreskin. Kreskin, how are you?
I am so well. You were talking to Jackie Mason.
He was best. I don't do much talking when Jackie Mason is on, but he was on the show, yes.
Oh, you know, what a legendary figure that brings. And then who did you say that you're coming up with?
Well, we had Sam Donaldson and Jackie Mason this morning, and then we've got Ed Asner tomorrow.
Oh, my God. I would love to sit with you folks. Isn't that? That's wonderful. Such legendary figures. And, you know, it's a very interesting thing that you bring up these folks, because in a number of interviews that I've done, that really weren't for the general listeners, but they were for some special interest groups or what have you, it's come up that we don't really have right now in our culture major comedians that are attaining a lot of attention. You know, in the Second World War, of course, you had Bob Hope, you had Milton Berle, you had Burns and Allens, what have you. But they said it's very, very significant. Of course, you know, we've discussed before, part of the reason why, and Seinfeld has mentioned this quietly behind the scenes, is because of the censorship now of comedians, unheard of in the history of the United States.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jackie Mason just ripped me for about 15 minutes, so I don't think there was any political correctness or censorship there.
That's great.
You can't help but love him.
Oh, that is wonderful. By the way, it's great to talk to you, and I have a little bit of a surprise for you, which I think you'll get a kick out of. But you mentioned, of course, aside from my book, the event that's taking place this October 6th. And you notice the time. By the way, you will notice the time is 3:33. It would be hard to forget that time, wouldn't it, Scott?
It certainly would. 3:33 Eastern. I guess that's 12:33 Pacific.
That your is your time. What time would it be there?
We're Eastern. 3:33 right here.
Yeah. Well, you know behind it, I mentioned before, but in the past, in the months and then weeks before the election, like 4 years ago and what have you, during my performances, I would sometimes say to the audience something jokingly about, you know, well, I wonder if she's going to win or if so-and-so is going to win or what have you, and I'd say something humorous. And that would be the end of the remark, because I've learned a long time ago something which some of the best performers in the business reminded me in the past. You just don't get involved in politics because you can lose half your audience as far as an entertainment is concerned, you know, what have you. So anyway, but at saying that, I would usually be able to tell within 2 or 3 minutes, Scott, without asking the audience any opinions, who the majority of that audience that particular night were going to vote for, which person as president, what have you. Now, that doesn't mean it would be the United States, but doing hundreds of shows and what have you, after a period of months, I got to see a pattern. And you'll remember 4 years ago, all the surveys did not show that Trump would win. he was definitely, it was almost unheard of. By then I had a strong feeling he was going to, because of audiences don't usually always tell when they're being interviewed by surveys their actual feelings, and they can change their mind later on. So I just thought it would be an interesting experiment, and it's an experiment that I've never done before, as I told you, on October 6th, to sit back wherever I am. People can see me on the internet, but they don't have to. You can be by yourself in a car and parked over to the side. In fact, I'd rather you be alone. Don't look in. Don't watch me and all that jazz, because all I'm going to do is just sit there for 3 minutes. But I want everyone that has a chance just to sit back and think about who they plan to vote for. They're not going to tell anybody. You're not going to send it in. You're not going to mail it in. It's none of my. It's none of anybody's business, because you may change your mind later on. And I want to see what is the strongest party I get on October the 6th. The 2 days after that, I made a decision in the past few days. 2 days after that, I'm going to mail a package locked and sealed to just... three or four people, and you are one of them.
Oh.
And you're going to get it. You're going to receive the package in the mail of what was the party that seemed to be strongest at that time, with the understanding, and I know I can trust you to follow suit, Scott, it's not going to be opened until a day or two after the election, when you and I can be on the air together and comment on what that response was then. And of course, 1 or 2 days after the election may not be when we sit down and comment, because we may not know at that point who won the election, with all the 80 million pieces of paper thrown out and all the garbage and all the corruption planned. You know, this could be a very interesting delay. You understand what I'm saying, Scott?
No, it's going to be a very interesting November the 3rd.
I think it'll be one of the most disgraceful elections and legendary ones in recorded history. I mean, 80 million, the plan are, of course, I've already heard two people told me that they're amongst those that are planned to riot the day or two after, because they're being paid to put on a riot and what have you. So it's a very interesting and sad commentary on what's going on right now, but we may not know. But you're going to receive that in the mail. And by the way, folks, you're witnesses to this, so he's got to take some humor, but Scott, don't worry about it. Unless it's ticking, just put it on. And it will not be ticking. By the way, and I mean this quite seriously, because I understand security, will you be able to sometime in the next days to come give us an address where we can send it, and it will not be opened, pried open because
yes.
of concern, because I want you to have it and be able to verify that when you do open it on the air with me, I'll be on the phone, that it has not been touched in any way. And that's important. I trust you immensely. But don't put it near any chicken clock, Chuck, because they may misunderstand the contents.
No, we will get that done. Now, I just want to clarify this for the audience, because this is different this year, and it's interesting. So, on Tuesday, October the 6th, at 3:33 p.m. Eastern time, for 3 minutes, just think about who you would tend to vote for at that point. Kreskin is going to get a feeling for the country at that point. 2 days later, mail that out, and one of the people will be me, which I'm honored to have done. But Kreskin, how this has normally been done is you have made a prediction. Now, is your prediction...
What I'm going to do, Scott, I'm so glad you asked me that, and forgive me for sometimes overlooking and not being quite clear. I intend to, sometime before the election... whether it's a week or two, seal it, and it'll be put on display. We can't do it in New York as I did for the 2016 election, because, as you know, and I only live a little while from New York, New York has become, and I hate to say this because I love the city, it's become a ghost town. And you cannot walk the city at night. I mean, I'm telling any of you listening, and I'm sure you're not going to New York on vacation now because there's nothing open to see to go, and 50% of all the restaurants have shut down, some for good. So New York has become a ghost town. So we're probably putting it in display in some, in perhaps in Atlantic City or what have you, where it will be seen and guarded in a safe, and then with some press locally opened as appropriate after the election. That's going to be my prediction of the election. I have right now no intention of thinking of terms of the election. And this situation on October 6th has nothing to do with my final prediction of the election. It has to do with what, because remember, it is interesting, 4 years ago, all the surveys showed the other person winning the election. So it might be, I think it's going to be interesting from us, and the press say it's an intriguing concept because of what happened in the past, that all their surveys proved to be wrong, you know?
That's absolutely true. And my question in all this, so your prediction, which will be made at some point before the election, now, will that be sent out anywhere?
I don't think I'm going to send that. It's going to be sealed, as I've done in the past, in a single vault and opened by officials there that are witnessing it. And I'll be in the picture, but I'm not going to really. If I change my mind, I'll certainly let you know, and you'd be included. But I don't usually send it out, and what have you. That will be where it is, and we'll keep it as such and see what happens. But what's intriguing is the controversy that can ensue, because for all I know, my prediction could turn out to be wrong because of other factors involved. I'm not, Scott, I don't ever want to suggest, I don't mean to suggest that there's any corruption regarding politics, because as I've been quoted and you've heard me say many times, I have nothing against politicians. I just wish that most of them had been on the Titanic. But that's a whole other story.
You know, Kreskin, here we are very close to the upcoming election. Has it been harder this year to come up with your pick? Has this year been different? Yeah.
Yes, I haven't picked any. I haven't come up with a pick because I'm... and I'll tell you why. Because even after the election results are announced, there's going to be controversy that that's not the correct answer and what have you. Just look at the two or three states that had paper-written elections in recent years, and they've had chaos. And it's not 80 million. It was like, I forget, 100,000 papers and what have you moving out. I've lost gigantic respect in much of the political world because of this whole scenario going on. I really have, and I love this country. Don't misunderstand me. I have great compassion for it. But, you know, let me just make one comment, because I'm close to New York, and certainly my heart goes out to the many of the other cities that have had riots and what have you. Who would have ever dreamt that in order to protect our society, that people who came down with this horrendous disease, that they would be sent into retirement care homes and then infected the rest of the people in those homes. So the thousands died because they were sent. And I talked to nurses, by the way, in the past few weeks, who were working in these retirement homes where people were treated and what have you, and saw these people with diseases brought in. And two nurses said to me, Kreskin, I gave up nursing because I, in the days to come, I sat there watching people die in front of me. That was a very stupid move to make. At the same time, it is interesting that the mayor of New York and the governor of the state of New York also decided, in order to protect people, to unload thousands of people who are in prison, in jail, and put on the streets, and they were never put back in jail. And consequently, one of the features of the riots, and the press tell me this all over the place, they say, Kresk, you know, the 40, 50, 60 of 8 of them are hardened criminals. They're now paid to move as a group and create riots wherever the major riots are taking place. So our politicians who are guilty of the people that died during and they were put into these homes, these politicians have to take some form of guilt in some way because it was a stupid, asinine thing to do. And whether people agree with me or not, you have to sit and talk to nurses. Why were these people brought into where these people are being, and they didn't know how to treat this disease in any way. Mm. Anyway, other commentary. So it's a different culture these days, is it not, Scott?
Oh, it certainly is. And, you know, the question I get all the time, no matter where I am, is, do you think we will ever be the same again?
That's an interest. Do you know, Scott, I got to be honest with you, if you have no idea how many reporters have asked me that question, because it's very difficult to say. I mean, right now I'm being interviewed by people because of the fact that in our areas and so forth, the grade schools are not opened up and what have you. And the problem, the sad thing is, children aren't even going out to play as groups of people to play, you know, a team sport or what have you. And yet, even though children can't go out and play and go on the backyard and play, which I think parents should let them do with other kids and what have you, play all over the place, and yet you've got professional athletes right now, professional teams that are playing soccer and are playing baseball, and yes, there's no audience there, but they're professional teams. Our kids, our young people, need to interrelate with each other. This is not a healthy situation. It's almost unhealthy as this disease is. And talk about the potential of suicides right now. They tell me, Kreskin, it's just beyond belief. It's over 30% right now because people are alone, young people are alone too long a period of time. So the question is, will things ever be the same again? I don't know. I hate to even talk about that. And you know, one of the important things, all of you listening, and I want you to hear this, folks, because I'm not a preacher. My life deals with reading people's thoughts and tuning in on what's on their minds and what have you. But as I've said, and I said many times, many times to Scott, empathy and the feeling for each other is one of the important factors in our lives, because we're not listening as much. We don't hear and feel what people are saying as much. And this is a very serious factor that's becoming lost. We remember this, folks, and forgive me, I don't want you to get upset. If a political situation is brought up, there's an argument, and someone walks away angry. I had an experience before I last spoke to you with a professional group of broadcasters. They were in television, and we were at someone's home, and we're sitting around a table, and something came up about Trump and then someone else, and there was disagreement. And one man got up and left the room and sat in the other room by himself the rest of the evening. And the funny thing is, when I meet with some of these broadcasters, they bring up this fact, and they say, can you imagine people are doing something like this? When I was a kid, Scott, and I was a little kid, and it was World War II, and I would go to the theater and see movies for 15 cents. I'd see double feature and cartoons and the news. I can remember pictures of Roosevelt sitting there, President Roosevelt. You can tell he's laughing like anything, and Bob Hope is pointing out things. they're not always showing what he's saying, but he's obviously mocking everything around him. But today, if you mock things like that, you get criticized as a comedian. And I can remember my uncles who were in the Second World War home. They were out of the service at that point, although the war wasn't quite over. And during dinner at Grandma's house, she was from Italy, and we sometimes had 12 people around the house, and they'd be arguing about the politics, and we'd be going in the living room, and they're joking about other things. People didn't have a grudge. You can't function that way because we touch people on how we influence them. I think of a Dr. Hansen, whom in my book I talk about, the psychologist who, when I was in my teens, gave me an office in his quarters. I told you about it many times, where I heard a mess going on in the office, and I ran to his office and said, "Is everything all right?" and did something foolish, opened the door, and there was Dr. Hansen with blood pouring out of his right eye and blood pouring out of his left ear. And his patient had gotten psychotic and was about to kill him. And everybody's asked me, how did I handle such a scenario? But Dr. Hansen believed in me so much. I had no degree at that point because I was performing already and going to university, college at Seton Hall University to get a degree in psychology. That took 8 years because I was not allowed to go full time. But he believed in me, touched my life. And I'll never forget that. And we all have cases like that where people believed in us and showed interest. So the arguing about politics is just not the way to lead our lives right now. Do you know what I mean, Scott?
I do. And on this note, because we have about 8 minutes left here, and I want to get to the book.
Oh, I'm sorry, Scott.
No. This is. But I want to. I don't think I've ever asked you this, and we've went through a lot of presidential elections together, and your predictions are always so interesting and fascinating and a big deal. But
more
you're
successful, yeah.
Yeah, and successful, and you are a voter, I'm sure. So have you ever had to make a prediction and then go in and vote a different way, knowing that the person you were voting for was not going to win?
You mean that I would vote a different way or my prediction would be a different way?
That you would make a prediction based upon what you believe is going to happen, but you preferred the candidate who you did not predict. Has that ever happened?
No, but it could happen this time.
Really?
Yeah, it could happen this time.
That's interesting.
Yes, it could. It could happen because we really don't know with all the politics that are going on right now, and the and now look who passed away, a legendary person on the judicial system, and that's becoming an issue right now, which I'm sure you've been brought up to you a number of times. You know, I never met her, but I mean that's being made part of this whole election process. It's kind of crazy what's going on right now, because I hate to tell you this, Scott, it almost seems like the behavior and the violent reaction and criticizing and so forth, it almost seems like a setting of desperation. It doesn't seem like the American spirit, because I've grown up, I've been around for a long time, being 85 years old and still performing and planning a worldwide tour when this whole scenario has passed. But I just don't remember anything like. Do you remember anything like this in your life, Scott?
You know, and it's interesting because you cover these elections for years and years and years, and you always say, "Well, this is unprecedented." But because of this pandemic, and because of like the debate next week, which is going to be right here in Ohio on Tuesday night, I don't believe there's going to be an audience for that. That's very strange.
Yeah, and you know, that's very, very interesting. It seems like it is a very different climate right now, and even the press coverage seems so controversial and what have you. And I can remember in the past how honesty between we had great trust for people who broadcast information. I know your listeners have great trust because you and it's very clear, folks, that it's not a theory of mine. This is a very honest man I'm speaking to right now, a very sincere and dedicated man. But in even in the broadcasting industry, I'm getting mixed commentaries about some people, and I never heard things like that. People are always controversial, don't misunderstand me. But the news today has become almost like a thing people are questioning themselves. I've never heard such criticism of the news in my life. I have never in my life heard such massive criticism. People don't feel comfortable, and they don't feel at home anymore with the broadcasting situation. That's why a person like you is so valuable, because people, as I warn people, listen to only two news broadcasts a day. Don't listen to constant news, because you need to have a healthy outlook. Listening to you is healthy because you're not totally into news and you can discuss other things. But people need a communication like this, and it's not happening because they're alone so much of the time. You know what I mean, Scott. They're alone so much of the time.
Well, it's interesting. You didn't get a chance to hear the Jackie Mason interview, but we were talking about the upcoming election, and this strikes a nerve, because we were talking about it, and he was being very funny, and he was asking me how things were going here in Ohio and how I thought the election would go, and I would not give him... He asked it as if he said, "Do you think Trump is going to win?" I think is how he asked it. Yeah. And I said, "You know, I don't know. I think Trump will win Ohio. I don't know about the country." And he said, "Well, I can tell you're..." I can tell you don't like Trump. And I said, "No, it's not that. It's just that I feel that I want both sides of the... I don't want to offend anybody." And he said,
I
get it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, it comes off that way sometimes. But, you know, then people who like Biden say the same thing. They say, "Well, you don't like Biden." I like them all. I want them all to come on.
But see how things are being misread. And it happens so quickly and so rapidly that it's surprising. People are telling me that they have, there are some people, and it's hard to believe, said they've lost some friends. They've literally lost some friends. That should not happen because of politics. My God, there's no reason on the face of the earth anything like that should be allowed to happen because of politics. Move on with life. And yet you ask me, do I feel the last minute that I could change my mind? I could change my mind on how, who's going to win the election. But the problem is, the way things are going right now, it almost looks like someone is doing a juggling act. I got to be very careful what I say, because I just had this premonition for a moment, and I'm saying this casually, that maybe the next time that Scott interviews me, I'll be in prison, and they're going to have a limited marketing of it so that they can bring the police in as I'm interviewed in prison. I'm only joking, Scott. I'm joking.
You know, Chris.
I wish I had heard Mason over there, because that had to be refreshing, Scott.
It was interesting. I'll say that. And here's the thing I want to ask you, because these are two very different questions. The prediction will come that you will make on who you think will win the election. But let me ask you this: as of September 23rd, autumn here in the Midwest, does Kreskin know who he's going to vote for on November 3rd?
Do I know who I'm going to vote for? Yes, I do.
Okay.
But I don't know who is going to win.
Right, two different things.
I don't know. Yeah, I got to be honest, and I've never said anything like this before, because, you know, in the past, the last election, I didn't know that anybody heard it. Remember, a year before on a local show Fox found in Washington, I never make public who I'm going to vote for, and I had been upset about something that happened in my family. I was notified an hour before I went on the air. I was working in Washington, D.C., and I'm on the air, and then this committee of four or five reporters say, you know, the election day is 1 year from today, next year, November. Who's going to win? I said, I can't talk about it. I was in his house performing, and I it's going to be a noisy election. Here, I literally said Trump, and I would never do it. And I give you my word, as I said before, I have no memory of ever saying that, because I never would. But Fox Television sent me a copy of it, and people called me and said, "You've never announced," and I didn't realize that I had that was because psychologists said I was probably upset. And my mind was preoccupied, because I would never make such a prediction like that, you know.
Very interesting. And it's fascinating. And let me just mention this again. Tuesday, October the 6th, 3:33 p.m. p.m. Eastern Time, 3 minutes, pull over, whatever you're doing, take a moment of silence, and think about who you think is going to win the presidential election.
And folks, Scott is going to get this package, which I decided I better make it look like a normal package. I don't want to look like a missile or anything like that. But Scott's going to get this sealed package, and no bribery. Scott, now I've got to be careful. You know, people may come, there may be some very multi-millionaires that may come to attempt to bribe you. If that takes place, call me, because I want to get a percentage. No, I'm only joking.
I understand. And I do, because the book is great. I want to let people know the adventures.
You know, it's the pictures. Scott, the pictures in the amazing, the Eventually Amazing Crazy, that was done by a top artist, a cartoonist, Howie Noel. And did he not capture, the cover is really nicely done, isn't it, Scott?
Oh, it's a beautiful cut, and there's, you know, these great drawings in here, but also great pictures of you with Johnny Carson and Ed McMahon and Mike Douglas and Tom Hanks.
Yes, they're very personal pictures. I'm glad they were, and people can order it by going to www.kreskinbook.com or and so forth.
And,
but Scott, we'll talk in the interim, and you're going to get. I said to my people, the first on the list is going to get this package after October 6th is going to be a gentleman by the name of Scott Spears. I would not forget you, Scott.
Well, God bless you, Kreskin, and we'll talk again soon.
Take care. Be the good Lord willing. It'll be soon. And take care of yourself. And as I always say, to be continued, Scott, to be continued.
Thank you, Kreskin. The one and only amazing Kreskin. How about that? The predictions coming here to Marion, Ohio. Holy mackerel. Jackie Mason and the amazing Kreskin. I'll be on with Glenn Coble here in about 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
As in Halloween. And darling, after I had the first, that first beautiful face, where never again was off.